So far as I can remember, the nurse did the first few injections and then really supervised me to do my own, just watched. And it was a question of pinching up the skin, and a much larger needle than they use now. And I was on soluble insulin twice a day. I can't remember the dosage, but and it was on that regime that I actually left the hospital and continued for the next 6 months.
How did you test your sugar levels?
They used to have something called Benedict's solution. My mother used to do this, I'm pleased to say, but we had a test tube and Benedict's solution and the appropriate number of drops of urine through a dropper. And she used to boil it up on the gas stove, on one of the rings in the gas stove, and she used to hold the test tube with a garden peg because it used to get so hot. And we used to do that, I think, three times a day, if I can remember rightly. I think we did it in the mornings and lunchtime when I came home from school, and at some point in the evening.
What were you taught in the hospital about diet?
Yes, very strict diet, measured in carbohydrates. I had a diet sheet which had been at one point hand-typed and duplicated, equaling a certain number of units of carbohydrate spread over breakfast, lunch, dinner and late-night meal. And that stayed until a bit later on, I can't put a date on this, when they started talking about calories instead of carbohydrates. And then I remember my next diet sheet that I had was a little 8-page booklet with a blue cover with a piece of corn or barley on the front. And it had things like exchanges and so on it. And it was a little more free, shall we say, than the old carbohydrate one.
So this first carbohydrate diet you had at St Albans, was there any name for these kind of units of carbohydrate that you can remember?
I can't remember in particular.
No blacks or reds?
No, I don't recall that at all. No, it was all done in numbers.
And how did you measure your food?
Well, we used to do it on the scales at home. But as time went on, my mother knew, she could look at a potato and knew how much it weighed and so on. So eventually the scale...